Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have our friend Chad Olson, two-time Emmy winner, up with us next. I did a radio interview with him in Rapid City, South Dakota, a couple weeks ago when I did that event with that none other than, I should say, Richard Mack, America's constitutional sheriff, right? I met him. They call him the Bradley Dean of South Dakota. I totally appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. But this guy's got his own water to carry, friends, and he can bring it. So with that said, in just a couple minutes, we're going to pull him up, and we're going to talk about various issues. I want to bring up Franklin cover-up case. In other words, conspiracy of silence, boys home atrocities that took place back in the 80s. And then I also want to bring up some other issues concerning, well, perhaps the governor of the state of Minnesota. Lo and behold, Chad has done some touring with Tim Walz, and he's got something that he wants to share with some of the people that are listening even now, which, again, we're broadcasting into 154 cities even now. So with that said, friends, we're going to pull him up in just a couple minutes. I also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, do so. Check out our social media platforms. You can watch us live if you're not just going to listen to us. And you're at home and you want to watch us as well. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to that page, subscribe. Also, jump on over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. Please do call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States of America. We follow the Christ here, just so you know. Now, before we get into the show today with Chad Olson, there's things I want to hit on the way into the show and on the way out of the show. And one of them just happens to be one of the things that you just heard from this said governor, Hochul. The governor from New York, she's going to start mandating masks again. With all the information the American people have now, with RFK Jr. coming out with a book exposing Anthony Fauci for the criminal that he is, for all of the manufacturing that has been found out concerning COVID deaths and COVID cases, in finding out all the incentives that these said administrators and doctors and nurses and even coroners have been paid to equate death to that of COVID. Here, friends, with all of the lies being broken down and exposed, this Kathy Hochul, the governor, who's a plant, she's been installed. She comes behind the last criminal, Cuomo. And what does she do? She comes in and she starts pushing this same agenda. Of course she is. And of course she does. They're both sides of the same coin here. And when the American people are going to figure this out, I know not. You know, it's interesting. Everybody will say, well, that's kind of condescending. What do you know more than we do? No, I just think it's pretty shameful and it's embarrassing when the people know that they're bad guys and that they've been installed by the CIA, yet they continuously let them rule the roost. I think that's pretty embarrassing and very shameful. Don't you? Yeah, me too. I totally do. But what does she do? I don't ever want to go back to where we came from. Came from what? We already know that everything that's being sold to the American people is perpetuated and premised on a fraud. We know this is a fact. Matter of fact, Tim Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com morning show, just highlighted the fact that none other than Anthony Fauci, this coming from the CBS Health Watch reporter, in other words, one of their useful idiots told the truth. They blurted the truth out in their confusion. He just highlighted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former CBS Health Watch reporter, America, you have been tricked, lied to, and you have been conned. And you've been taken for a devastating ride, and Anthony Fauci told you so. But you keep going along with it. Well, how do you do that? Through your apathy, through your tolerance, by allowing them to set the narrative day after day, week after week, month after month. Here, I just want to tell you what's happening. They're precipitating war. They're creating domestic insurrection. They're trying to divide the people in this country one against another. We know that. We've known that for a long time. Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself will not, and it cannot stand. But I'm telling you right now, friends, not only have I, as I continuously highlight, the countries that are standing up in defiance in the millions in every individual country on a global basis. Now the Netherlands are a part of this defiance in the millions. Romania, friends, is now standing up. 2 million people enter the city square and demand the removal and resignation of their government, friends. And they're telling them, you need to stand down now because we've had enough. And I've said this before, and I say it again, the people that are perpetuating this pandemic are playing a dangerous game. Oh, there's no question that they are. Here, I want to show you what's happening in Florida, or no, not in Florida, forgive me. I got my mind on DeSantis as well. I want to show you what's happening in France right now, because what they're telling the people in France, if you don't get a shot, you don't have a health pass, passport they call them, no food is available to you, no shopping is available to you. No traveling is available to you. I want to show you what happens when the mob has said no more. Okay? So why don't we go ahead and take a look at this little clip before we put up Shad on the next segment here. And I just want to show you what I've been trying to warn you of, because those that are perpetuating these crimes, they're playing a dangerous, dangerous game, because sooner or later it's going to backfire, because the history of mankind is you can only oppress a people for so long. Check this out. This is France. Check this out. What happens when the mob turns on the agents of the state? Now all of a sudden the people are turning against the agents of the state. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Down at GCN, totally appreciate it. I want you to see the rest of the video because it's very short, but I want you to see what they're precipitating, friends. It's war. And again, listen to me carefully. The history of mankind is you can only oppress them for so long. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we've let it go this far in some countries across the world, and rest assured it's already coming to America. You just heard what this said governor in the state of New York said. She wants to reinstate mask mandates, which are completely unconstitutional. We've shared that with you 1.5 million times. Federal judges have said it's a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We've had that happen in North Carolina. We've had it happen in Pennsylvania. We've had state courts and good judges doing their job, sitting during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, and condemning the criminals for who they are, namely your said representatives, calling them out for their unconstitutionalities. In Michigan, they knocked down Governor Whitmer not once but twice. California, they knocked him down while the church stands up. They're winning the day, and Americans are still sitting back while the world's standing up in defiance, trying to figure out if they're being told the truth by Anthony Fauci. Shameful conduct, to say the least. Let me go back over to that of France, and I want to show you what's happening over there. They're telling them if you have not taken the jab, you have no health passport, as they call it. You don't get to buy food. You can't buy or sell. Revelation 13:17. You can't shop, and you cannot travel. And you can feel the noose coming here. You can feel the noose in America tightening, friends, here in our own backyards. But let me show you what's happening in France right now, because the agents of the state, those that are playing a very dangerous game right now, the mobs are turning on the agents of the state, not the people in those prospective countries that are upholding those countries' constitutions, but those that are acting on the behest of tyrants. The people know the difference, and they're standing up and they're saying to the agents of the state, we're not going to have any more of this. I want you to check this out on social media platforms. Here we go. Watch what happens, friends, how this is all turning. This is the news the mainstream media means to censor. How's that working out for them, friends? It's all about control. How's it working out for them, friends? They're finding out it's not as simple as they think it is. Here's my point that I'm trying to make. Is those that think that they're going to work on the behalf of tyrants, and everything's just going to flow, they might want to consider who they're working for. Because if these useful idiots weren't doing the job of the tyrants couldn't get away with the things that they do. Defining out as tyranny. So anyways, here you have it. This is France, America. This is what's going to happen in America. Why it's not happening in America thus far bewilders me to no end. But you can rest assured it's on the rise. Everybody's feeling it. And it's just a matter of time before it happens. How's it working out for them, friends? How's it working out for them? This you need to share with your friends. This is the video that you need to share with your friends because everybody thinks that the bad guys are getting away with what they're getting away with a free hand when there is no truth in the mainstream media. Again, consider the source, Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44. Now, listen, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to pull up my newfound friend, Shad Olson, and I said Shad, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Shad, S-H-A-D, Olson, okay? He is a two-time winning investigative reporter, journalist, and I think that's what gets me about Shad more than anything, is he's a very intelligent guy, and most people tend to shy away and play the diplomat, you know, diplomacy, seduction in and of the guys. Well, Shad doesn't play that game, and that's why we're pulling him up on the radio right now, is because I want to introduce to you Shad Olson. And in the meantime, I got to tell you, Shad, thank you for jumping on again with such short notice. I've known you for a couple weeks. I'm impressed with what I see with Shad Olson, and I'm glad to know that there's others out there doing the same thing that we're doing here, because it seems to me, Shad, we're saying the same things, just a different way. Welcome to the show.
Bradley Dean, it's my pleasure, my privilege to be with you. I was so thankful that you made your way out to the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota and spent time in my studio and on my program, and I'm glad to return the favor and come on with you today.
Amen. So I got a question for you. This is the first thing that goes through me, Shad, is what constitutes an Emmy-winning investigative journalist? I'm curious.
Well, that used to mean a whole lot more than it does now today. As we know, the resumes of Chris Wallace and you know, so many in the vaunted media. There was a time when being a member, I tell people now that I'm a recovering member of the mainstream media. The truth is, I was raised in a patriot household. I tell people all the time I wasn't red-pilled. I was born in a red-pill factory. My parents' friends, you know, included the likes of Phyllis Schlafly and John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, yep. and people who were fighting on the front lines of freedom and liberty, even back when everything was a conspiracy theory, because, you know, as we know today, so much of the conspiracy theories of yesteryear have now been proven absolute conspiracy fact.
That's right.
And so I lived in that, I guess, in Nebraska in my formative years, when we were already fighting against both state and federal government for religious self-determination in education, among other things. And so it used to mean something more to be in the mainstream media. I'm a mainstream media survivor. God blessed me with an opportunity to make a life and career in that for about 30 years or so. But I'm even happier now to be in a completely no-holds-barred atmosphere of what you and I know as the independent press today, the independent media, and especially those who are willing to stand and investigate and tell the truth about the insidious and lascivious evil that is trying so desperately to destroy humanity in this time and place.
You know, what's interesting, Shad, is when you tell us that you have been, in a sense, saved from that of the mainstream media, you have a lot of experience in the mainstream media as a journalist, and I'm just curious to know, because I know everybody wants to know. Shad, when you were working in the mainstream networks, were you told what to do, what you could cover, what you couldn't cover, what you couldn't say? Were you told with an absolute, you must do this or else you're not going to be a part of our network?
It was more subtle than that, Bradley, and I watched situations that troubled me. I can give you an example that happened in the, people might remember the U.S. Senate race between Tom Daschle and John Thune. back in the middle 2000s. And Republican John Thune at that time was being touted as somebody who could unseat Tom Daschle as Senate Majority Leader. And it was a massive race, and of course it garnered the national attention of people. And we were one of the media outlets that I was working at the time. We were in a position to commission one of the first polls as a snapshot of that race to see who was in the lead. And so we're on a conference call with none other than vaunted pollster John Zogby, and we're parsing through the initial results, and Mr. Zogby comes on, and there were several media outlets on at the same time, and Mr. Zogby says, "Well, I show John Thune by 6 points." And there was a deafening silence in the rest of the call. Nobody said a word until somebody piped up, little editor from the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, a paper of record in South Dakota's most populous city, said, I don't know if I speak for the room, but I don't think we're quite comfortable with that result." Now, Bradley, we lived in a time when, you know, most people thought that polls were just polls, and whatever the poll said, that's what was published. And I learned on that very day that our worst fears about the manipulation and chicanery of the information in the mainstream media were, it was absolutely proven in that moment. John Zogby said, "Okay," and touched a pencil to an adding machine and came back with the result. "How about Daschle by 2?
Yep.
And that was the figure. That was the polling result. You can find it in online outlets even to this day. That was the initial snapshot of that race. They were desperate not to paint a picture of a winnable race for John Thune, and certainly not to paint the picture of a race that was actually favoring the Republican by such a large margin at that moment. They were doing their best to protect the Democrat, and at that time, the most powerful man in Congress, in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. And that's just one of a myriad of stories that I could tell about the way things were manipulated, in the way the sausage is made behind the scenes in the mainstream press.
You know, and it's sad to say, and I'm laughing at the fact that, namely at myself, because if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. But I've done my crying. And this coming directly from someone that works inside of the system, that's now delivered from that system, namely the mainstream media. You know, I think of, I had Kevin Shipp on sometime back. He's a former CIA agent, and he is a friend of mine, as a matter of fact. And with that said, I'm proud to say that. You know what? I'm going to get to the hard question when I come back on the other side. Folks, we got Shad Olson with us right now. The Shad Olson Show from Rapid City, South Dakota, joins us today. Two-time Emmy winner, which is pretty impressive here, friends, but we have him for another couple segments here, and I want to do what we can do to extract the information from his experience to bring it to you. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to tornado-ravaged Kentucky on Wednesday. After a White House meeting with Homeland Security and FEMA officials, Biden calling the damage devastating and pretty rough stuff.
"We've already approved an emergency declaration and a major disaster declaration for Kentucky. I've spoken with the governor several times thus far. And this gives me the tools to provide everything that we can."
Tornadoes also hit Arkansas, Tennessee, Illinois, and Missouri. The president expressing concerns for survivors and their peace of mind. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million and ends an almost five-year legal battle. USA Radio News. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is leading the Judiciary Committee field hearing to discuss gun trafficking and violence in Chicago. Kristen Del Tino is the agent in charge of the Chicago Field Division for the ATF. Testifying at the hearing, she describes how local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to fight this problem.
We are leveraging resources through the Firearms Trafficking Strike Force to ensure coordination across jurisdictions to disrupt entire trafficking networks. From the states where firearms are diverted to illegal commerce and ultimately to the places where they are used in violent crime.
The Chicago Police Department reporting that 27 people were shot and 4 died just this weekend. A lawyer for former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a contempt of Congress charge would be manifestly unjust. Meadows was with the former president at the White House on January 6. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That is the fruit of the ministry. 1-866-233-0747 if you want to book us. Now's the time. Just got picked up in Iowa. Looks like we're going to Kansas City. We're going to be back in Michigan for a whole week of events day after day, which I'm excited for and looking forward to. It sounds like we're going back to Colorado as California is also in our sights. And hopefully we're going to hit Rapid City again this spring. And speaking of Rapid City, we have our friend Shad Olson from the Shad Olson radio show in Rapid City. Now, hey, Shad, you know, they basically made contact with you. They said that you're basically the Bradley Dean of South Dakota. How did that go over with you? I'm just curious when they told you that.
I've been called worse, Bradley, so it didn't bother me a bit.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Let's get back to...
I think it's an apt moniker, and I think you and I have a little bit different flavor, but certainly the spirit, the passion, and the commitment to freedom and liberty from a Christ-centered approach, I think that's a very similar thing.
Amen, and I'm happy to hear that. I want to get back to the question that I had for you during the last segment there, and I was bringing up the fact that Kevin Shipp, a former CIA agent, who is now, by the way, suing the CIA for corruption, I had him on the radio program at one point, Shad, and what's interesting is I asked him the question, I said, did you know or did you work with William Casey, the former CIA director? And he said, I did, I worked under him. I said, is it true that he said, now no one's going to know this better than Shad Olson, okay? That's why I'm proposing and laying this to your candor even now, Shad. He said, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Is that true or is that false?
That is so painfully true, and not only is it true, but it should be readily obvious in the schism line. And I tell my audience frequently, I think the biggest schism line that we live in currently in these competing universes of reality, people are living in their own sub-realities that are deliberately created by the Mockingbird Press. And the division in the United States lies exactly at the ideological hot center of the propaganda dished out by the Mockingbird Press. There's no other way to say it except that those who are at odds politically only because of where we choose to get our information, whether you're dedicated to your own research and finding and ferreting out the truth wherever it can be found, or whether you're happy to simply suckle dumbly and ignorantly at the teat of the mainstream press and get all your information from the likes of Anderson Cooper and Chris Cuomo. And, oh, by the way, Chris Cuomo's producer, who's now under arrest for raping a 9-year-old girl.
That's right.
And for involving in a sex trafficking ring, the details of which get more grotesque and gruesome by every passing day. And that's the division in the United States. It's where people choose to get their information. There's confirmation bias on both sides of the aisle, but it's that search for truth that I know drives you. That's what I'm interested in. I was interested in it even as a mainstream media investigative reporter, and that's what I continue to try to do. I always tell people, I haven't changed my ideology or what I'm committed to or what I'm interested in one iota since I was involved in the mainstream press. It's the rest of the spectrum that moved, and that shift has been so definably true. You talk about Bill Casey. I can tell you about Bill Colby and what Bill Colby did in covering up the true nature of the pedophile sex rings that were insidious in Washington, D.C., and always have been the armature of manipulation and blackmail and power and control. William Casey and Bill Colby are peas in a pod, and they worked alongside the likes of Michael Aquino in the 80s and 90s to fashion the kind of deception and the delusion miasma that afflicts America today and has us perched on the precipice of total collapse, all-out collapse, and what could be very well be permanent enslavement unless we're willing to fight back.
Okay, so it's interesting that you're saying what you're saying, because that's a perfect segue into bringing in my next point. We had Brian Bender from the Boston Globe on probably 10, 11 years ago, who had said during an ICE investigation under Obama and Attorney General during that time, Eric Holder, the criminals themselves, interestingly enough, they found that during that ICE investigation, Shad, that they found that over 5,000 members of the DOD, the Department of Defense, were downloading child pornography. And the only conclusion I can come up with concerning all of this is to extort the people that work in those institutions and agencies to continuously control them at their will. What say you?
That's absolutely true. And the stuff that's been covered up in the proceeding of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and her connection to Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein's murder at the hands of these people who are desperate to keep all this in the darkness, even as God does his best to drag it into the sunlight of truth. Every single bit of this goes to the heart of power and control and the use of these kinds of sins, iniquities, absolute corruption of the soul in order to ensnare these people and then steer them eternally into the service of the global cabal, even if it means the destruction of the United States, the destruction of the American people, the end of the American dream as a birthright to people who are born here and have been blessed by the progeny and providence and divine providence of a God that has smiled on this nation for so long. This is the essence of the shooting match that we're in. And I don't use that metaphorically, by the way. I believe that we are headed for civil conflict in the United States,
yep.
And I don't see any way of averting that. And possibly I don't believe that that should be our aim. I think that could be what we're headed for in order to determine what's going to happen with the future of this great nation. There are no political solutions to spiritual problems, and those who are intent on their tyranny aren't going to simply stop when our resistance begins.
Yeah, and I totally agree, but let me take a step back as to what you were just highlighting a moment ago, Shad, concerning what's going on with these politicians. I also know that you're from Nebraska. I also know that a couple weeks ago, sitting in your studio, we were having the conversation, unrehearsed in every sense of the word. It was all information to me, and it was great to see that you even had a better insight as to what was going on during Boys Town back in the 80s. Can you give us a little exposition of your insight and your insight testimonial concerning what it was that you seen and partook with the expose on Boys Town and the Franklin cover-up concerning corrupt politicians that are, in fact, guilty of pedophilia?
Well, and you, of course, you refer to the scandal. It was referred to as the mouse that didn't roar, or the scandal that didn't break, the bombshell. I guess the Washington Times referred to it as the bombshell that didn't explode. The reporter Paul Rodriguez, to his credit, at least tried to publish what he was allowed to publish at that time, regarding the Callboy network in the Reagan White House. That was published, his coverage published in 1989. That was the tip of the iceberg that finally broke water nationally, but it stemmed all the way back into the early 1980s in the state of Nebraska in the prosecution of a man by the name of Lawrence King. I'm probably fairly certain that that's not new information to your audience, knowing what I know of you, Bradley Dean, but watching it unfold in my home state of Nebraska, and John DeCamp's struggles and the things that he faced down and the threats that he endured, and he and his family under a threat of violence to try to pull the truth of those witnesses who were repeatedly disappeared, cowed into silence, threatened into silence, the Paul Benassis of the world, the Alicia Owens of the world, Fred Carter, some of these people that had all this information, Rusty Nelson, who was the blackmail photographer, hired by Lawrence King to take pictures of the elite, not just of the United, not just of Nebraska, but in other places in the United States, and they used these blackmail opportunities in exactly the same way we know that Jeffrey Epstein was using these wiretapped rooms and videotapped rooms to catch these people in sins so horrible that they would then be under the eternal control of the cabal.
That's
and
exactly
watch
right.
It play out in this. State of Nebraska, and what we understand, you know, trafficking the Boys Town, the kids out of Boys Town and out of the Nebraska School for the Deaf from Offutt Air Force Base to Andrews Air Force Base through Embassy Row in Washington, D.C., and into the very after-hours hallways of the Reagan White House. It's part of that sex network that was run by Henry Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, in that era. And it's a long and dark and unseemly tale, and it's taken until now, think about that, 45 years, mm-hmm. finally, from some of this truth to break the surface and to come into circulation so that we can lay these sins and pray for some amount of righteous justice against this tree of iniquity.
Amen. Folks, we're talking to Shad Olson, two-time Emmy Award journalist, and I got to go back again on something that you said. I'm curious to know, what was that of President Reagan's involvement in this whole child pedophilia circle or this ring that was taking place during that particular time, or were they using him, were the Bushes using him? And I'm sure you're aware of Johnny Gott as well. I'm just saying two different things here, but now I'm thinking of Johnny Gott. Now, do you have any insight on Johnny Gott and the Bush link?
Johnny Gosch?
Yes, Gosch, that's
yeah,
it.
Johnny,
thank you.
Johnny Gosch.
Yes.
Paul Benassi, who was the prime witness. For those who don't know who Paul Benassi is, Paul Benassi was awarded a $1 million civil judgment against Lawrence King for being sex trafficked and for the things that he suffered at the hands of this ring of highly placed pedophiles. He was trafficked by Lawrence King in and out of the state of Nebraska.
That's right.
He claims to have been to Bohemian Grove, claimed to have been in several occasions on Embassy Row and trafficked in very interesting places outside of the Presidio. This ties in with Michael Aquino as well. And this is really its own show or series of shows, a series of interviews in and of itself. This such far-flung detail and everything that's involved in it. But Paul Benassi has claimed and actually passed polygraph tests talking about his involvement and knowledge of the abduction of Johnny Gosch. As far as Reagan's involvement, the reporting at the time, and I haven't seen anything since that actually implicates the Reagans themselves in any of this activity. It's believed that a lot of this stuff happened after hours and was
right.
Involved some of the staffers and that kind of thing in the White House, but didn't implicate Ronald Reagan himself.
That was my understanding as well, and I knew that there was animosity between the Bushes and the Reagans. We'll come right back to this in just a moment, talking to Shad Olson, Rapid City, South Dakota. Shad Olson radio program, folks, check it out. We're going to take a hard break. We'll be right back. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Listen, folks, this is an open conversation I'm having with that of Shad Olson from Rapid City, South Dakota, a two-time Emmy winner and a journalist, an investigative journalist who has a lot of insight, first-hand experience, not coming to you live from hearsay. This isn't gossip. This is factual information. And we're going to continue this conversation because I find it rather intriguing. And over the last segment, we were speaking of that of Boys Town, the Franklin cover-up case, how politicians are being extorted because they're being filmed committing heinous crimes against children. They're pedophiles, no question about it. We know this is a fact. We've known it for a long time. And, of course, people want to throw it down as a theory when, in fact, we know it's not a theory. And just so you understand, friends, that's how they get away with what they get away with, because most people don't realize what you think is the unthinkable is what they live every single day. They live as demigods. They feel that they're above the law. And the American people better understand they better put them back into check, because we don't work for them. They work for us. They are not above the law, and it's for us under God to enforce the law, to establish judgment within the gate, because it is justice that guards our liberties, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Now, with that said, I want to get back over to Shad, and speaking of criminals, and we have a mutual understanding of one such criminal, and he's a subversive, and you can take over from that point when I bring up his name. Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota. This was one of the individuals that came up having a conversation in Shad's studio in Rapid City, South Dakota, in the insight that Shad brought to the table. Well, I'll let him explain. It's all yours, Shad.
Well, Bradley Dean, it was a it's so interesting how the trails and highways and byways of life kind of take us in directions, and God has certain appointments that are fulfilled throughout the course of a life. And one of those for me was a foreign exchange, foreign honors international exchange program that I was able to take part in. I studied and traveled and lived in the nation of China for a portion of time as a young college student, and my student liaison during that time in the nation of China was none other than the man who would become the governor of the state of Minnesota, Timothy Walz. And he and I, as you might expect, we clashed more than just a little bit politically. We had some strenuous and stringent debates during the time that we were in China. I've since lamented that because I'm fairly certain that that helped him maybe sharpen his game just a little bit and might have eased his entrance into politics just a bit as well. And so I have to take blame for some of that.
I don't mean to break you up, Chad, but can I go ahead and share the picture with our viewers on social media platforms as to the one that you sent to me?
You sure may. That was taken in June of 1995, and I took it myself with a camera that I bought in Hong Kong, China, just at the outset of our trip, and I used it to document. It's back when cameras still took film, you understand. It's a 35 millimeter snapshot of the good governor, or soon future governor, standing on the Great Wall of China, a section near Beijing, during one of our visits to that landmark, the only human structure visible from space, this side of Tim Wall's ego. So it was a moment, and captured it there, and that stands as you know, at least part of the documentation that what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. But during that trip in China, one of the things that became abundantly apparent is that Tim Walz carries a great deal of admiration for the Chinese system of centralized planning and control, an omnipotent tyrannical government, and the efficiency, as he used to refer to it, you know, frequently, as the efficiency of their system in the way that it enacts policies to dictate and direct the lives of the citizenry. And to remove some of, you know, these laborious considerations like due process and consent of the governed. And that's the reality of what, that's his political etymology. And I think it casts the events in the state of Minnesota and specifically in the Twin Cities during the George Soros summer of rage of 2020 and during the pandemic and the Minnesota lockdowns. It goes a long way to explaining the ease of the shoe and the foot that it fits on in Governor Tim Walz.
Yeah, but Chad, come on. I mean, he's a veteran. I mean, he served our country. He's an honorable man. Explain that one for us, would you?
Well, there's more that I could say about his resume in other institutions in our government, and we've already talked about the likes of William Casey and Bill Colby. There may be some affiliations that I'm not mentioning explicitly, but that could be readily intuited by your listening audience in understanding Tim Walz's value in the capacity that he was serving, the experience he was able to glean in traveling in the nation of China, and how all of that has been parlayed and people like him have been used so readily and efficiently and effectively in advancing this version of Marxist, just absolutely autocracy that's come down over our heads during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, well, I want to give you some firsthand experience here, and we've had Eric Mortensen, Rep. Eric Mortensen, on the radio with us. We've had Eric Lucero. Yeah. We had Senator Scott Jensen, and it's interesting to me how inaccessible the governor in the state of Minnesota is. And it's my understanding that it's all across the boards how inaccessible these said governors are during this time, namely under this pandemic taking place here. Are you having the same issues there in South Dakota with Kristi Noem?
Well, being the red state that we are, there's at least a pretense. There's a pretense. And Kristi Noem is a story unto herself, and people need to understand. I know there's a great deal of admiration, you know, that's held for her, and has been held for her during this pandemic time, because people have an outside perception that she was just staunchly in favor of not locking down the state of South Dakota. Reality is 29 representatives in the House of Representatives in the state of South Dakota are the reason that South Dakota didn't lock down, and there was a concerted push by Governor Kristi Noem to be able to close down the schools and businesses, especially in the two population centers of Sioux Falls and Rapid City, South Dakota. That was soundly defeated, and it was turned back only because of conservatives in the House of Representatives. Kristi Noem has a worse congressional voting record than Mitt Romney and John McCain. She served in Washington, D.C. before becoming our governor, and she's very craftily, very effectively turned her political brand into Liberty Barbie, as it were, by gaining this reputation that she did not earn. It's a reputation and a credit that goes deservingly to the conservatives in the House of Representatives in South Dakota. But Kristi Noem has co-opted that and used that to advance her own political brand on the national stage. And none other than Corey Lewandowski has been instrumental in making sure and allowing that to happen. So there's much more to the Kristi Noem story than that. And
I think it covers
if you're ever interested.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And here's the thing, Chad. It's interesting how politicians love to sell themselves as being what they are not. And the Bible is clear in Matthew 7:16, again, that we are to judge men by their fruit. It is the church's duty to be fruit inspectors. And when it comes to the like of, now speaking of Governor Kristi Noem, she sells herself off as being like a Michelle Bachmann from the 6th District here in the state of Minnesota, as one that's really there fighting for the people. I just recently seen a commercial from Kristi Noem where she sells herself out as being a fighter on the behest of the people in her state, and she sold herself as saying, I didn't shut down my state. I was only one of the very few across the United States that didn't. And everything was just A-plus on her own chalkboard concerning giving herself her own grade. But when we pull the curtain back on her, just like so many other politicians, Chad, we find out the opposite is true almost without fail. What
Absolutely
say you?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true, Bradley. And people can do their own research. Look up her Freedom Work scores from her time in Washington. She served in Washington, D.C. from 2010 until 2014. And her scores speak for themselves in terms of the way that she approved 6 continuing resolutions by the Obama White House to avoid the government shutdown, basically carried the water and did the behest of the establishmentarian mainstream GOP, and just walked lockstep with the agenda that they wanted. And they were able to co-opt her very quickly by offering her leadership positions. And that's been kind of the pattern and the tail of the tape of her entire political career. As soon as she's given recognition, as soon as she's given position, then everything else is for sale, and she's very loyal to the people who give her the opportunity to realize her own political ambitions. And that does not include the voters and the unsuspecting voters who are taken advantage of by her willingness to deceive.
Amen. Chad, I have about 30 seconds left. I just want to tell you thank you very much. We have to do this again. I think we've been called the fastest hour on national radio. I think that was even faster this time around because I have somebody on the other line, namely yourself, that has the gift of gab as well. So I totally appreciate you. Let's do this again. If you want to check out ShadOlsonShow.com, please do. It's the Chad Olson Show. And remember, it's S-H-A-D, not C-H-A-D. It's Chad. We appreciate you, Chad, and we will talk at you soon, brother. I totally appreciate you.
Bradley, the feelings are mutual. You're welcome on my program anytime. I'd love to talk to you again.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Thank you again to Chad. See ya.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.